Once upon a daydream, there was a little boy who was taking an afternoon nap in the sunshine under the shade of an apple tree. As he lay there, he felt something tickling his toes. Then it was tickling his fingers, and it tickled his nose. He opened his eyes. It was Pony. Pony was very silly and a lot of fun. Little boy looked up at Pony and said, "Pony, what are you doing?" And Pony spoke up. He said, "It's time for an adventure." Little boy said, "Where shall we go?" And Pony said, "West, of course. There are many things to see, and I do believe it's time to go pick some blackberries." "Oh," said little boy, "that sounds like a lot of fun. I like blackberries." And Pony said, "I know, me too. So let's go, let's go." "Okay," said little boy, "let's go." So they packed us some apples and left a note for everyone to know that they were headed west to go pick some blackberries, but they would be back very soon. So off they go, Pony and little boy headed west. Well, it was early morning, and they knew they shouldn't pick blackberries until the afternoon when the sunshine had warmed them up just right, and they were so juicy. They said, "We can't wait." Off they went through the fields with the tall, tall grass. And while they're walking in the tall, tall grass, they saw a rabbit jumping. The rabbit jumped so high that he saw Pony and the little boy from far away. And he came running up. He said, "Pony and little boy, it's been so long since I've seen you." They said, "We know, Rabbit, it's been too long. Do you want to come on an adventure with us?" And Rabbit said, "Well, of course I do. Where are we going?" Little boy said, "We're going to go pick some blackberries." And Pony said, "Don't forget to leave a note, because it's a really good adventure and you should come too." So Rabbit did. He left a note for his friends and family that he would be back soon because he was going to pick some blackberries with Pony and the little boy. And off they went, walking through the big fields with the tall, tall grass. Walking, 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 until they came across a big river. The river was very wide, but it looked very nice and cool to jump into. So they did. They all jumped in the river, and they swam and swam and swam in the nice, cool water. They swam and they swam. And when they got to the other side, they stood up and shook off. And they said, "We're really hungry now." And they were very, very hungry. But they were a little bit tired, too. So they laid on the grass in the sunshine and got nice and warm and dry. However, pretty soon they heard a buzz, buzz, buzz. "What is that noise?" And the rabbit said, "I know, it's the honeybees, and they love blackberries, so they can't be too far away." So they all hopped up and started headed west again until they came upon a large field full of blackberries. They said. So they picked and picked and picked. They put some in their pockets and some in their buckets, some in their hats, and most of all, in their mouths. And by the time they had finished, they were all covered in delicious blackberries. They were no longer the colors they were before. They were purpley blue. And a wonderful purpley blue it was. So after they picked up all the blackberries they could pick and filled their tummies, they thanked the honeybees for making such delicious fruit to eat, and they headed back east, across the river, across the fields, and back home, so they could be snug in bed with their families,